Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. A while ago, I was giving a series of parent nights. So in schools, they invite me to speak, and then I talk about different ways of, you know, raising kids and supporting them to help them thrive and help them, you know, feel better about themselves and improve their well-being. But, you know, at the end of, you know, a presentation, I'll usually do Q&A and answer a bunch of questions. And then suddenly after the presentation, somebody came up and said, Jack, you're really incongruent. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, really incongruent, because like one person asks a question and then you say, you know, oh, you have to be really strict with the child and, you know, these are consequences that you need to do. And then, you know, another parent comes in with a different question and you're like, you should, you know, give them all the freedom they need to do their own projects and go their own way. Like, that's like really incongruent. Like, a good trainer is really clear about, you know, this is what a child needs, and you're just all over the place. So I don't think you like really know what you're doing. That actually, you know, kind of took me aback. I'm like, what's happening here? Is that true? But looking back, I still stand behind the advice, and actually I checked in and it worked. Like, the parents were really happy and they tried the intervention and they worked. So that actually got me going in a learning spree about the differences between children. Because I am a firm believer that there is not one way to approach parenting. There are many, many ways to approach parenting. And the thing is that you need to find a match that, you know, where a parenting approach works for both the child and the parent. Like, that combination, that interaction, that needs to work. And it needs to keep into account two things. And later on, I'll talk about the parent side. But on this side, it's about the children's side. Like, what does the child need? And this is actually where I found the answer in both developmental psychology and personality-based psychology. Because what it turns out is that when kids go through different developmental stages, they need a different parenting approach. You know, at some point in parenting, kids might need a much more clear, rigid, structured approach to their life. I mean, you're not going to tell a two-year-old, you know, here is, you know, my credit card with all the money that we have on it, and, you know, go into the mall and, you know, take care of our dinner. Because probably they're not going to take the first turn into the supermarket buying food, but probably going to take the turn into, you know, a toy store buying whatever's available there. And that's actually a very natural, healthy behavior for a 2 or 3 year old, if they even understand the concept of a store in the first place. But these are smart kids, they get it. While at a different point in their development, they might need a lot of, you know, freedom to develop their autonomy and to go into kind of like a trial error-based learning. And the tricky thing is with smart kids is that they don't necessarily correlate with the ages that go with it. Because we've built our life in giving a 15-year-old certain, you know, privileges and not giving them to an 8-year-old. But what might be the case is that that 8-year-old is already hitting a developmental psychological level where, for a small part, they need to be treated as a 15-year-old. And sometimes the other way around. Some kids have this, what they call asynchrony with them, that they might be chronologically 15. They might be, you know, you can treat them as a 20-year-old in terms of like cognitive thinking power, but in terms of self-regulation, they might be more akin to like a 9 or a 10-year-old. So keeping into account the developmental level that the child is functioning at makes a huge difference in the advice you give on what to do. And that actually kind of came full circle into the parent night. And actually, after that, I started giving parent nights about developmental psychology as one of the underlying factors of coming up with an effective parenting strategy. So, and maybe even look at your own kids. If you've got multiple kids, you will recognize it. If you would do exactly the same with 2 kids, you will get a different results. And that's also, by the way, because they've got different personalities, so they will respond differently. If we, you know, I don't know if you remember from a long time ago, the difference between the successful adjusted gifted, who will very much look at the outside world for guidance, they will respond very differently from you coming up with some, you know, a new task or new criteria or new demands from the autonomous, you know, kid who is a self-directed learner. And, you know, keeping these things in mind, learning these distinctions are crucial to being effective as a parent. Knowing, you know, the style of parenting your kid needs and matching that with their developmental level, matching that with their personality, makes all the difference in the world. So I'm very wary when somebody says, I've got the universal parenting strategy that will work for everybody. Yes, there are some underlying principles that will always work. But to be an effective parent, you have to be able to distinguish between those different levels. I'm already going over time here. If you want to learn more about these levels and how to approach them, I mean, do go to smartparentingsecrets.com and we'll provide like additional training and stuff like that. We can dive way more deeply into that. So do dive into that if you think this is interesting. But yeah, just check it out. Like, think about it. How, you know, what's the developmental level of your child? Kind of like if you would have to put an age on it, and what kind of approach would probably make the most sense with them. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.